Psalm 14. Preface. As a clock is made to run correctly and to show the exact time, so God created man in perfection, that he should walk in righteousness and should live. But as a clockwork, which is filled with dust and filth, or otherwise spoiled, will not keep time correctly, running either too fast or too slow, so man, spoiled by the wiles of Satan, can do nothing truly good in the sight of God. By the corruption which is in him, man's understanding is so darkened that he receives not the things of the Spirit of God, yes, that they are foolishness unto him. His will is turned unto evil away from God, so that he wants to do what God has forbidden and does not want what God has commanded. We must verily all confess that our heart breeds many evil affections and sinful lusts. What God likes, the flesh dislikes, and what God hates, the flesh craves. This, our miserable condition, we should know and acknowledge. We should sorrow over it, asking God to enlighten our eyes, to know his will, and to teach our feet to walk in his ways. Daily we should sigh, Lord, take from me what separates me from thee. Give me what will draw me to thee. Take me from myself, and make me all thine own. This confession and prayer is contained in the 14th Psalm. Of man's corruption and his redemption. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that does good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside, they are altogether become filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion! When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Summary. This psalm pictures sin as a dire and a general disease. It is an epidemic which has spread wide as the world through all the race of Adam. All are conceived and born in sin. Not one has remained untainted, and they are all gone out of the way. By this corruption which is in them, men are led to the very height of presumption and folly, even to denying the very existence of God. And this men will do against the testimony of their own conscience, against reason, and in spite of everyday experience. Yea, sin has so blinded man that without a divine revelation he cannot even know what is pleasing to God. Hence, all teachings which men invent, all worship which they institute without the word of God, is all wrong, tending only to the dishonor of God. The fear of God is not in them, but the fear of signs and omens, and they are full of superstition. But at the end, this psalm prophesies the coming of the gospel. For salvation is of the Jews, and out of Zion did the gospel go forth. This gospel proclaims and brings the forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ, in whom, as in the Beloved, we are accepted. Though many blindly believe what infidel scientists say, our hearts should abide in the faith of the gospel of Christ, and we will rejoice and be glad in the Lord our Savior. Prayer. Lord, from thy throne on high, look with a pitying eye upon us poor, sinful mortals. Preserve us that we be not led astray by infidelity or superstition, and grant us in all simplicity of faith to receive the gospel of thy Son, who has the words of eternal life, that in him we may be thine in time and eternity. Amen.